This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. A white gunman who killed 23 people in a racist attack on Hispanic shoppers had been given 90 consecutive life sentences. Patrick Crucius had pleaded guilty to nearly 50 federal hate crime charges in the 2019 mass shooting at a Walmart in El Paso. Why wasn't he given the death penalty? Here's CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
I think as a result of the plea deal, they agreed to take the death penalty off of the table in order to get this plea deal. It saves them, even if we think that guilt is very clear, it saves them the time and resources of a trial.
This was one of the worst hate crimes attacks in U.S. history. And David Cruz with the League of United Latin American Citizens fears it won't be the last.
Our concern is that there are many more people like him in the making out there across this country.
Patrick Crucius still faces state charges and a possible death sentence. Police have arrested a suspect in that July 2nd block party shooting in Baltimore. CBS's Scott McFarlane has the details.
Baltimore police say they've arrested a 17-year-old, a person they say is too young to publicly name for his role in the shootings that wounded 28 people and killed two young adults at a community cookout, an annual tradition in Baltimore Sunday morning. They haven't ruled out more arrests. They've said multiple shooters are believed responsible. And casings from the scene indicate more than a dozen guns were used in the rampage.
The charges include possession of a firearm by a minor, assault weapons possession, and reckless endangerment. The Biden administration has decided to provide cluster munitions to Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan defends the use of these controversial weapons.
It would be critical to provide Ukraine with a bridge of supplies while our domestic production is ramped up. We will not leave Ukraine defenseless at any point in this conflict, period.
It's another hot one today with temperatures above 90 in 31 states. The heat is especially tough for outdoor workers like Neil James, who is paving roads in Pennsylvania.
It's pretty tough because being at the asphalt's over 300 degrees and then you work in battling the heat that's, you know, typically over a 90-degree day like this. It becomes a challenge throughout the day.
The Labor Department says employers added 209,000 jobs in June, while the unemployment rate was down 0.1% to 3.6%. CBS's Sarah Ewall Weiss says the stats for the year so far include a strong jobs market.
We're seeing the jobs market cooling some, but we're not seeing big spikes in unemployment. We're not seeing major drops in jobs being added.
This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best. The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Cameron Hall.
Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The city of Amory will need to replace two of its leaders after both its police chief and mayor stepped down this week. The city council met Wednesday to approve a search for a new chief of police to replace Steve Heinzel. He cited intolerable work conditions before retiring. Mayor Chad Leonard sent his resignation to the city administrator yesterday, citing an exhausting political climate. Leonard was elected last year to serve through next spring. City Council President Eric Elkin will serve as acting mayor until a new one is elected. Governor Evers visited Boys and Girls Clubs in Wisconsin to promote his budget signing. Evers used his veto pen to increase public school funding for the next 402 years, among other things. Evers said it was important to invest in education for the future of the state. Republican leadership is considering a lawsuit over the budget measure for schools. Republican State Senator Howard Markline, the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, called Evers' tax priorities misguided and warned that the annual increased spending on schools would lead to larger property tax increases. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government
is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, here we are in the WGBW Studios. The voice of Green Bay. The talk of Green Bay. My bad. Thank God it's Friday, dude.
Oh, TGIF, Crudy. Great to be in Titletown with you. Happy Friday. We made it through another glorious week, man. Good to see you.
It was grueling all 3 days. Tom, we got some fine guests joining us here. Downtown Green Bay. We're on the Ray Nitschke Bridge. I mean, I can feel the history. We're right on North Washington Street. We're in the WGBW studios. You can see us right here on the street. And we're going to be joined by Professor Emeritus, University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, Dr. Harvey Kay. Harvey Kay in studio.
Nice.
It's been a while since I've seen Dr. Kay, so he will be here. And also, Green Bay's former mayor for life. He still thinks of himself as the mayor.
What's your mayor? Aren't you always mayor, like being president?
It's an honorary title. Yeah. And Jim, oh, he rides it. Jim Schmidt, Green Bay's longest running active, I don't know, 16 years. That's a lot of years to be the mayor. He points out, undefeated in politics.
Oh, well done, sir.
Never been beat. I said, who are you, Tammy Baldwin?
Ah, nice.
So Jim Schmidt's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. And Dom, the city deck is right behind us here in Green Bay. And there's a band playing out here. Do you know there's going to be a band?
You told me yesterday, but I have no idea who. But, you know, I love live music, man. Nothing like live music in the summertime here in Wisconsin.
Dom, this band shares a nickname with you, 8-Second Ride.
And I'm out.
But boom, boom. I tease only because I appeared on the finest radio show that WGBW ever had, you know, excepting this one. The mayor in Minot. And do you know what they do with the co-hosted show? John Minot, he is a broadcast legend. And the aforementioned former mayor, Jim Schmidt. And they've got sort of this buddy dynamic. It feels somewhat familiar. You know, two guys, they kind of bust each other's balls. They go back and forth. And, you know, they talk a little politics, a little life, some Packers, all the important stuff. And anyways, this band... And they had someone on featuring, you know, talking about what's happening here in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin today, this weekend, you know, the weekend almost being here and all. And the person I
forget his name, but he quizzed Jim on the air. Jim, do you know why the band is named 8 Second Ride? Had no idea. It's a country band, first and foremost. But, that's how long you ride the bulls.
Yeah,
you knew.
Yeah. Well, come on, I grew up out in the country. Did I ever tell you I worked on a farm, Crudy?
You have mentioned
my neighbor's dairy farm. I used to get up at 5 o'clock twice. Every morning to
you
work on the
farm. You have mentioned the dairy farm. So, from there forward, Jim Schmidt will be known as
8 Second Ride. All right.
You know, if you see Jim, if you see the former mayor, call him either Mayor Schmidt or 8 Second Ride. He likes
it. I'm sure he does.
Mrs. Schmidt said, 8 seconds? Never been that long. No, I tease.
Terrible.
So, Dom, let's talk about a strange story, a strange headline, at least, over at the Journal Sentinel. Saw it earlier today. A Dane County judge, allows the abortion lawsuit to proceed. This was the lawsuit filed by Josh Call, the attorney general. And she says the 1849 law does not ban abortions. Say what?
Who knew?
Molly Beck reporting for the Journal Sentinel. A lawsuit seeking to invalidate a 19th century era abortion law at the center of Wisconsin politics may proceed, a Dane County judge said in an order Friday, while also signaling she did not believe the law in question bans consensual abortions.
Interesting.
Like it's permitted right now. Dane County Circuit Judge Diane Shipler denied a motion to dismiss the lawsuit from defendant Sheboygan District Attorney Joel. I thought I'd struggle with the last name, but I even screwed up. Joel Ermansky, who argued in May that Attorney General Josh Call, who brought the lawsuit, was asking a judge to perform the duties of lawmakers and was ignoring the fact that lawmakers had put forward language to repeal the original abortion law and decided against passing it. So it's the legislator's power and we didn't change anything. So, disregard the courts.
So you have no authority to interpret the law of 1849? ? District Attorney Ermansky.
Strangely, the judge rejected that.
Yeah.
Shipler, in her Friday order, rejecting Ermansky's argument, said doctors deserve an answer to which abortion-related state law they should follow now that the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022, putting back into effect laws in Wisconsin that were dormant under the 50-year decision. The judge also signaled she did not believe the law in question. Listen closely, people. The judge also signaled she did not believe the law in question, a statute written in 1849, applies to abortions, but to feticide?
Feticide.
The killing of a newly born child or a child. There is no such thing as an 1849 abortion ban in Wisconsin. A physician who performs a consensual medical abortion commits a crime only after the fetus or unborn child reaches viability, she wrote, explicitly adding the law does not prohibit consensual medical abortions.
I agree with the interpretation.
I bet somebody appeals.
You think?
Dom Call and Governor Tony Evers, both Democrats, filed a lawsuit soon after the U.S. Supreme Court in June of 22 overturned the 1973 decision known as Roe v. Wade that legalized abortion nationwide, a ruling that effectively put back into place the state's original abortion ban. In a tweet, Evers called the order good news and a critical step in our fight to end our state's criminal abortion ban and restore the reproductive freedom women had in Wisconsin until SCOTUS overturned hashtag Roe last June.
Cody Molly Beck continues her reporting. Gracie Skogman, a legislative director of anti-abortion advocacy group Wisconsin Right to Life, said the order, quote, is a devastating setback in the ongoing fight to protect Wisconsin's preborn children, as countless lives have been saved because of the abortion ban. No matter what the courts decide, we will continue to advocate for the protection of life in Wisconsin, including comprehensive care and resources for mothers and their preborn babies.
Excluding abortion.
Yes.
And care for mothers and their babies, excluding abortion.
And
gun control and health care, but I continue.
That's not their
right. Passed more than a century before the Roe ruling, Wisconsin's abortion law bans doctors from performing abortions in every case except when the mother will die without the procedure. Doctors face up to 6 years in prison on felony charges and $10,000 in fines if they violate the law. Call argues in the lawsuit that the 1849 law has been invalidated by abortion laws passed since the Roe v. Wade decision. Anti-abortion proponents and attorneys for Republican lawmakers disagree, arguing the original law still stands. The disagreement will be resolved by Shipler or, more likely, under appeal, as Crudy mentioned, at the state Supreme Court. The issue was front and center in April's state Supreme Court election. The court is controlled by conservatives until the summer when Milwaukee County Judge Jana Protasiewicz replaces retiring conservative Pat Rogensack, Crudy's buddy. Protasiewicz all but promised voters during her campaign this year that she would side with Call. If a judge or justices side with Call and rule that the 1849 abortion law was invalidated by subsequent passed abortion regulations, the Department of Justice argues the state 20-week abortion ban will go back into effect. Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin passed legislation in recent years under former Governor Scott Walker that banned abortions after 5 months of pregnancy and required women to receive an ultrasound before undergoing the procedure. Remember that one?
I do.
Between 96 and 2022, women in Wisconsin seeking abortions were also required to participate in counseling and wait 24 hours before undergoing the procedure.
But can't wait 24 hours
for
to get a gun.
Colin Evers filed the legal challenge in June of 22, asking the state courts to clarify whether the 173-year-old ban is still in place. And again, according to the judge, it's not a ban at all. The lawsuit was filed in Dane County initially against Republican legislative leaders and argued the longstanding ban had been unenforceable since 73 under Roe v. Wade is still unenforceable because it conflicts with abortion measures state lawmakers have passed since. Call said measures passed by Republican lawmakers setting restrictions on abortions under Roe v. Wade repealed the original abortion law. But following the U.S. Supreme Court overturning of Roe v. Wade, opponents of abortion and conservative legal experts said the state law passed in 1849 banning abortions was in effect. Of course, now that's why we are here. So, actually, you know, very interesting. Number one, her perception, the judge is saying, hey, there was no 1849 abortion ban to begin with. And number two, even if there were, subsequent laws passed by Republicans and Scott Walker would have, basically gotten rid of the original ban, and therefore those laws should now be in effect.
The original bans have been invalidated.
So that's great news for those who care about women's rights here in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, of course, that will chase an appeal to the Wisconsin Court of Appeals, and then probably the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And the timing, understand, generally the court waits its turn. And when we say the court, we mean the Supreme Court. But there's been a certain eagerness among certain conservatives on the court to hear a couple of last lawsuits for the road before patients, you know, packs it and calls it a career, Dom. Do you think there'll be any rapid effort to jump out and grab this one before August 1st?
I mean,
stranger things have happened.
Yes, there are stranger things have happened. Given this Supreme Court, the Wisconsin Supreme Court, as in under its current makeup, I would not be surprised. But
now there is a trial and a ruling.
Yes. Yeah.
But I cannot see how the court would turn it around in 3 weeks. Sort of their own rocket docket, if you will, Dom.
We'll have to wait and see. Good news is, though, a great ruling from the judge here in Madison. Suck it, Republicans. Women have the same rights as we do.
We're getting encouragement of sorts on the tweet line. Okay, boys, got to be better today. Yesterday, Dom took a powder. Need you both to focus and be great today. Well, you better be listening, Jeff. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We're always great on Friday because the weekend's here.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Into the evening, filtered sunshine and a high in the upper 70s to near 80. A slight shower chance tonight, mostly cloudy and a low in the mid-50s. And still an outside shot of a storm tomorrow, sunshine at times and highs in the upper 70s. Sunny in mid-80s Sunday. Right now it's 73.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Happy Friday, everyone. Make sure you join us on the lines, 844-967-2789. Before our next guest, Dr. Harvey K, going to jump in at 430.
And you can use the shiny new app. You don't even have to learn the phone number. Do anything. Just push the little button. That's what the Patriots do. They got the Civic Media app. You know, at the App Store, or wherever you get your apps. I have traveled all over the Fox Valley today.
Oh, congratulations, man. My old stomping grounds.
I started my day at 5:15 a.m.
That's early.
That's early for me.
Were you up all night or just got up early?
No. It okay. Wasn't. I didn't get into Don Jr.'s cocaine. Like the old days.
You know, hanging out at the White House. All right.
I was in bed shortly after 10 o'clock last night, knowing it was going to be a long day hanging out with you. Here in the... Well, I guess we're in Green Bay, but I've been all across the greater Fox Valley. I started in Plainfield this morning, and I've been all across the state. I actually came up here, appeared on a radio show, and Jim Schmidt will be our fine guest in the 5 o'clock hour. Former mayor of Green Bay, Jim Schmidt, Mino and the Mayor. Do you know they flipped the name of the show at the hour, though?
Oh, do they really?
It's the Mayor and Mino in hour two. Like, they each have their hour, like Dom and Crute and Crute and Dom.
Yeah, I got you.
Somehow you always stole the thunder, man. But anyway, so I had to go down and I had to talk to a man, do a little business in Wautoma. So, I mean, literally, I've been to Washura County. I've been to Waupaca County. I've been to Calumet County.
Waupaca County, man. Chain of Lakes.
Out of Gamey County.
Love it. Yeah, man.
And, of course, Brown County right now where we're broadcasting WGBW, the talk of Green Bay. But I stopped in Wild Rose, had to get some gas, had to use the facilities. You know how it is. And I stopped at a BP gas station, little knowing that I had walked into a gun store. And I mean, this thing was a gun store. This was an armament, Dom. And over in the corner, they had a full-size picture, life-size, Donald J. Trump.
Oh, like a cardboard cutout or a poster? What was it?
Well, it was like a silhouette, you know.
Yeah, cutout. Okay.
Trump in the blue suit and the red tie saying, miss me yet?
No, not much.
And above Trump's head, there were four individual. Well, there's a, what do we got here? We got a SOG Mark II. We got a Ruger.
All the guns, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just another Ruger. And what was it? About four guns above his head. And then somewhere else in the shop, I see this hanging sign. You know, the old Gatzenstein starting flag, I should say. It's a flag. Start with the snake, right?
Yeah.
And it's got, don't tread on Trump. And the snake's head sticking up through the U in the Trump. And then it says, keep America great.
Oh, wow.
And that sign is also surrounded by many, many armor.
Many guns. So you can gas up, go to the bathroom, buy your guns.
Yes. And, in fact, I was...
Was there a place for weddings and events? Like, who was it? The former...
Lauren Boebert.
No, who was running for Supreme Court. Didn't her and her husband, wasn't her bright idea? She was going to open up a gun range with a bar and, you know, for weddings and bar mitzvahs.
Pew, 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 pew.
What a great idea.
That was a great idea. I don't know why we haven't stolen that idea. But in Wild Rose, and it was like I had walked into a different world.
Like the Wild West, baby.
Because, you know, I've been into some Quick Trips. But they don't have the AR-15s and stuff on the wall at the Quick Trip.
They're not trying hard enough.
So anyways, I go, because I really got to use the bathroom. I got my car gassing up, you know.
Wait. You gas up the car, you put the hose in, and then you walk away while it's gassing?
In this case, I did.
You're not supposed to do that.
I had to go. I had to go, and I get to the restroom.
Very dangerous.
And there's some friendly woman that works behind the counter, and she's, how you doing? You know, give me the old Wisconsin nice. Good, good. And I get back to the bathroom. And the women's bathroom is wide open, but it says women's bathroom, women only. Didn't say that on the men's bathroom, just on the women's bathroom.
Oh, that was very specific. Bathroom, women only.
Women only in the women's bathroom. And I'm thinking, no, that could be a backhanded, you know, crack at trans people, or it could be this one poor woman's effort to maintain some civil and clean space and this otherwise gun shop. So I'm waiting in line. And the guy before me is taking a particularly long period of time. I'm looking over. I can't use the women's bathroom. It says specifically women only.
Well, you could, but you chose not to.
I was honoring the request.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it said unisex. I mean, come on, man.
You know where I don't try stuff
What, are
you
going
like
to kick me out after I go to the bathroom? Okay.
You know where I don't play that game?
What?
In a BP of Wild Rose full of AR-15s. So the guy that comes out...
Cleaning his
bathroom.
Gun, yeah.
He comes out, and, you know, I'm thinking, oh, this could be a tough one. You know, like, you might not want to go in there for a minute.
Pull your shirt up over your nose
been
a
there
little
for,
bit. Yeah.
And he's like a trucker-looking dude, you know, big, burly, gruff, you know, like he ate chili for breakfast kind of looking dude. So I'm like, oh, God. You know. I go into the bathroom, and I notice there's some literature on the wall. It says, where will you spend eternity? And there's another one that says, you're special. And it's like a rose. And another one that says, God with us. So it's a very religious experience, this little bathroom. And I was praying I was going to live through the experience. So anyways, I wash up and I finish my business. I come out to the lobby. I'm like, oh, they've got soda and, you know, a few of your refreshment items here as well. I've used the facility, you know, I'm going to be a good guy. And
well, you already gassed. Is your car still gassing up at this point, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The car was gassing up, and I apparently left the company card here in town, so I was actually paying for it with my own gas, paying for my own gas for a change. But anyways, so I felt like I had to buy something at the counter, right? So I got a couple of Diet Dews, you know, my rocket fuel here. And the guy from the bathroom was also buying something. Pistol.
Oh, yeah?
He said he was gonna drop about $1,000 for a handgun. Revolver.
Wow. That's interesting. At the gas station. At the BP, huh?
At the gas station.
$1,000 for a revolver at the BP.
Ish. I didn't peek over his shoulder.
Sure.
But, you know... Come back. Fine guest, Dr. Harvey K. I hope he's been listening to this story. I'm sure he'll find it as entertaining as I hope you have.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. President Biden says it was a difficult decision, but his administration will provide cluster munitions to Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan spoke about the controversial weapons.
We are closely coordinating with Ukraine as it has requested these munitions. Ukraine is committed to post-conflict demining efforts to mitigate any potential harm to civilians.
90 consecutive life terms for Patrick Crucius. He killed 23 people in an attack on Hispanic shoppers. He still faces state charges in that 2019 shooting at a Walmart in El Paso. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
He will serve out the rest of his life in prison if he is, in fact, spared the death penalty in the state case.
Temperatures are in the 90s in several states. Peter Mitchell owns a Pennsylvania paving company.
Well, we have to definitely give him a cooling station. We try to keep the cars or something like that. It's cooled, and get them like every hour or so, give them a break.
CBS News Brief.
Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Boys and Girls Clubs across Wisconsin on Thursday to promote his budget signing. Among other things, Evers used his veto pen to increase public school funding for the next 402 years, and Evers said it was important to invest in education for the future.
There's lots of changes that have happened along the way that they need to adapt to, but at the end of the day, they're our future, and having some guarantee that there's going to be some increase 400 years from now, I think that's important.
Republicans are considering a lawsuit over the 402-year budget measure for schools. Howard Markline, the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee in the state legislature, called Evers' tax priorities misguided and said that the annual increased spending on schools would lead to larger property tax increases. And it should be comfortable weather this weekend if you're heading out on the lake or into the woods. Temperatures will be in the mid-70s to mid-80s with some scattered rain chances throughout the weekend. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's good to be king, if just for a while.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's good to get high.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom, we've been joined by a fine guest here in the WGBW studios, the Talk of Green Bay. He's Dr. Harvey K. He is the Talk of Green Bay. Harvey, can you hear me okay?
Okay, but can you hear me through this?
Yeah, let's get you all set up.
Let's get you all.
Yeah, man. Good to see you, Harvey.
Don't cover up the sexy, Harvey.
Right.
We got you in the chair of honor. You are seated in the Green Bay Packer studio chair. It's got the honorary G. It matches
your
hat.
It's so new. I think the price tag is still right here.
Well, it's like Mini Pearl. We don't know if we like it. We might have to send it back.
You know, they got to get broken a little bit. You know, they get a little stiff right out of the box.
You know, I didn't realize we were right on the street. Had I realized that, I would have done the last half hour out on the street making faces at you, Mike, you know?
Easily distracted.
Or maybe I would have mooned you, something really fun.
Yeah.
Dom had visitors do something similar the other day in Madison. So, Harvey, we're in your fine town, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Did U.S. News and World Report called this the best place to live in America, sir?
Yes, they did. And I just have to tell you, so I have a friend I've known since I came to Green Bay 44 years ago, 45 years ago. And he was on the faculty with me as well. He retired earlier than I did because he was several years older. But lately, he's been traveling a lot, and he is asking himself, should he be moving back to California where he lived as a young man? You know, there are possibilities out there. And then he looked at my wife and I over lunch and said, you know, it's hard to leave Green Bay. This is a very comfortable place to live.
Yeah.
And, I was going to ask him the straight question, can you remain a Packers fan if you're not in Green Bay? Can you remain a true Packers fan if you've been living here and you leave here? Now, you can tell me, sure, I know you guys, Milwaukee, Madison, you're Packers fans. But there is something about living in Green Bay, which, in fact, Green Bay people themselves don't even realize. They think that NFL towns are pretty much alike, just a difference of size. They assume that when they're living in, whether it's New York, Chicago, L.A., Kansas City, or anywhere else, that they're going to run into Packers or they're going to run into coaches. And they don't realize that that doesn't happen in those places at all. I mean, when Rodgers left here, he's living in New York City now.
New York City?
Yeah. And from what I understand, he's living up on the Upper West Side, which I don't quite comprehend. But that's beside that. I mean, I know the Upper West Side, but it's because I grew up in the New York area. But that was kind of – that's just kind of strange. He's got to cross the river one way or the other, unless they're sending him helicopters to get him, to get over to the Meadowlands in New Jersey. Well, that's a pain in
but
you know what.
Nobody wants to live in Jersey.
I actually grew up in New Jersey, so watch it. Okay.
I notice you don't live there anymore. You're bragging about how much you love beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Because I am here. Indeed, I'm here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. The only thing that, you know, of course, after the Scott Walker regime – and now with the continuing Republican control of the legislature, there are reasons that one worries about living in the state of Wisconsin. One can only hope that we've seen the worst of it. I heard on the news of your announcement on the news that, or whoever was reading the news today, about the court decision, which liberates us from the fear that a law of, is it, what is it, 1849, will limit or obstruct women's capacity to control their own bodies. I mean, that was promising.
Or as elections. The Republicans put it, Harvey, the good old days.
Yeah.
1849.
Yep.
Well, you know, once upon a time when we were a Republican state, and this is where the Republican Party was founded, down in Ripon, those Republicans were really on the left. They included socialists and others. Ask John Nichols about the Republican founding and the folks that were speaking to the creation of a Republican Party, abolitionists, indeed, even what we would think of today as socialists. Something went wrong, and it wasn't in the state of Wisconsin. It was something in the Republican Party, obviously.
Harvey, they've even moved the little white schoolhouse in Ripon. The birthplace of the Republican Party is dead.
Yeah, we heard
it's dead, Harvey.
Trump said it. All his acolytes have said it. I mean, it was... I believe it was when Trump came to town.
Waukesha.
In Waukesha for the, what?
Campaigning on behalf
Michaels.
Of Tim Michaels'
yes,
campaign.
Yes, yes.
And Adam Steed.
Again, reiterated that, yeah, the Republican Party is dead, and it died the day that Donald Trump came down the golden escalator.
True. But I will also tell you that in 1931, I believe it was, Franklin Roosevelt wrote to a major figure in the Democratic Party who was a historian, a Jeffersonian scholar. And he said, you know, we've got Jefferson. Given what the Republicans are up to and their relationship with big business, I think we should lay claim to Lincoln, too. And in fact, FDR did everything in his power to basically make Lincoln, as well as Jefferson, then iconic figures within Democratic Party circles. Now, if we could only get the Democrats to remember Franklin Roosevelt, we'd be in good shape.
I know you're a big fan, Harvey.
Harvey, folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show live on the road, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Harvey Kay's adopted hometown last, what, 18 years?
18? Are you kidding? I've been here 45 years.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Feels like 18.
It goes fast when you're having fun.
Feels like 18. Harvey, here's the problem I got with this part of the state. It's red. It's red, Harvey. I got the voting demographics, Brown County, where Green Bay is located, 52.7% Republican, and this is supposed to be a college town, sir.
Well, hold on.
How does that work out?
Okay, Harvey? Wait. Can you tell me the figures for Green Bay, the city itself?
I will do so while you speak to my question about Brown County.
Yeah, even so, 52%. I mean, that's still a coin
flip. Do you actually want me to explain to you what's happened in this state?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Make it make sense to me, sir.
Well, seriously speaking, for too many, I mean, this is at the national level and was literally echoed or mirrored in the state. For too many years before Scott Walker, the Democrats had abandoned, I'm going to go back to it, they abandoned the FDR progressive tradition. If they've abandoned that tradition and they're sounding more and more like, at very best, Eisenhower Republicans, then you might as well vote. I think a lot of people just say, well, we'll vote for the real Republicans. Why vote for the pseudo-Republicans? Hmm. Or that's, I believe, I'm paraphrasing Harry Truman, by the way. So it's striking to me that the Democrats didn't quite grasp that the most popular Democratic Party president ever, the most popular president of the 20th century, the most important president of the 20th century, why did they turn their backs on that? I mean, I can go into more detail if you'd like about how under Doyle, to cut budgets, they furloughed faculty. I mean, you know, instead of mobilizing the citizens of Wisconsin and appealing to the better angels of their nature, we called Wisconsin nice, what did they do? They sort of met the Republicans on their own ground, cutting budgets, furloughing faculty for, you know, X number of days. I mean, they no longer had the kind of credibility that you need to win elections.
So then, and I get what you're saying, and, you know, part of me would say, well, you know, the money in politics has continued, and perhaps over the years the Dems
corrupted.
Have started. Yeah, you know, you kind of, it's hard to get away from that when that much money is getting spilled around.
That Ben Wickler, he raises so much money. He's a rainmaker.
He certainly is. So that's a little bit different. But you also, you know, someone has to govern. And to fast forward to today, Harvey, and look at what Governor Evers did. He signed this budget. We're like, oh, you know, veto the whole thing. But then he didn't. He vetoed some things, and they played some games on you know, funding for schools. What's your thought on how Evers handled that? And does he need to go, do the Dems in Wisconsin need to go more left, in your opinion, Harvey?
Well, you know the answer for me. Yeah, they definitely need to go left. Look. If I'm not mistaken, Evers approved the greatest, you know, transfer of wealth into charter schools from this state in decades.
Well, no one's going to church anymore, Harvey, so they got to get some money somehow.
Sorry, I'm breathing into this mic because you're making me laugh. I think about it this way. This part of the state you're in right now is, what do they call it, purple?
I'd say it's purple.
We'd go purple.
I
would say lightly red, Harvey, according to the voting demographics in the Green Bay Metro.
Well, and I've already given you the reason. But don't forget this. The northwestern part of the state, okay, was a Democratic part of the state. Why do you think it was lost? The Democrats nationally abandoned rural areas.
Yeah.
Okay. The need for a rural New Deal should be evident. The need for the... Let me go right to the point, since I didn't realize we were going to talk about this, but I'm happy to get revved.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Democrats stopped having a vision. They stopped having a story. They had an agenda, but an agenda is just a list. They no longer offered a vision of what a great Wisconsin, or better, a good Wisconsin, would entail. They just didn't do it.
Make Wisconsin great again, Harvey?
Waga? No, what is that?
Waga?
No, but
I think I passed through that town today.
You should have stopped at the bathroom there. They have unisex bathrooms
right.
there.
Perhaps they do.
Okay. No, I mean, seriously speaking, there just hasn't been a vision coming out of the Democratic Party. You know, all well and good Ben Wickler's raising money. All well and good that the Democrats are probably I'm worried about 2024. Very, very worried about 2024. Because until the Democrats start developing the vision and a story. You know, I had a conversation down in Madison some time ago with one of the U.S. House of Representatives from Wisconsin. We were in Madison.
There's only one of them. Well, you're talking to Mark Pocan already.
Yeah, I was talking to Mark Pocan. And I said to him, look, Mark, if we walk down State Street towards the university, that other campus down in Madison.
You'd pass Civic Media.
I know. So what I said was, if we stop people on the street here, and likely 9 out of every 10 people on State Street are probably going to vote Democratic, but if we go down the street and we ask them to tell us, what does the Democratic Party stand for? They couldn't tell us. They could tell us maybe, well, women's right, or they could tell us any number of specific issues on which the Democratic Party would take a progressive stance.
Legal weed.
Legal weed, yeah, probably in Madison, legal weed. I mean, it's that kind of thing. But the fact is that people don't associate the Democratic Party with a vision, with a story. Nobody talks about what the Democratic Party meant nationally and in Wisconsin in the 30s. Although actually in the 30s, I will tell you, Franklin Roosevelt was so disappointed in the 1930s Democrats and so impressed by La Follette's progressives that he actually backed the progressives in the 1930s and not the Democrats in this state. But later, when you got folks like Gaylord Nelson and others, the state picked up on that spirit. And look, we were the first state to have public employees' right to collect to organize and bargain collectively. I mean, we were the progressive state throughout the 20th century, whether we call it progressive Republican in the first part of the century or progressive Democrat thereafter.
And yeah, but we're talking about Green Bay again. And I want to bring it back to here, Harvey. This is a college town, Greater Brown County,
yeah,
Republican.
Yeah, but you're not talking
sure,
about...
Sure, we elected a Democratic mayor here in Green Bay, recently reelected Democrat Eric Gingrich. But my question is how is any college town red?
Well, look.
And how do we change
this
that?
This is not a big university. It's big, perhaps, in spirit. It's big in talent, but it's only a campus of, what, 7,000 or so students in a city that's far larger, in a metropolitan area that's far larger. Okay, you're just spoiled because you're living in Madison, right? And you're like in the Disneyland, progressive Disneyland of the state.
Hey, man, I got the WIAC covered. We got Eau Claire. We got La Crosse. We got a lot of different small college cities in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, La Crosse went blue, though. I mean, right?
Our blue... relative to Green Bay, Brown County.
Let's go better than that. Let's go better.
Yes.
Let's go better than that. And let me put it this way. The proof of the pudding is that when a Medicare or a health care for all kind of referendum went up in Dunn County, it passed. Okay? Dunn County is probably one of the reddest counties in the state.
Amory, 60%
okay?
Red.
The point is that what it showed is that what people want is a truly progressive vision and story. And when the Democrats realize that, and I'll be happy to help them out, okay, we'll be in a hell of a lot better place.
And you know what? We would even have a whole radio network for them to utilize, including a station in Amory, Wisconsin, which is right there, Polk, Dunn County, right in that corner.
You know, I've lived in Wisconsin for 45 years. This is one of, in terms of media, this is the most thrilling development in 45 years. That I can show people a map and say, look at this coverage now for liberal and progressive voices.
We got the whole back of Russ Feingold's hand covered. Dr. Harvey Kay, our fine guest here in the WGBW studios. That's Green Bay, baby. Come back with us. More Devils and Dr. Harvey Kay.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in
Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Into the evening, filtered sunshine and a high in the upper 70s to near 80. A slight shower chance tonight, mostly cloudy and a low in the mid-50s. And still an outside shot of a storm tomorrow, sunshine at times and highs in the upper 70s. Sunny in mid-80s Sunday. It's 71 right now.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dr. Harvey K. hanging out with us in the Green Bay studios of WGBW. Dr. Harvey K., thanks for sticking around, man. We ended the last segment talking about the lack of a specific storyteller, a vision on the Democratic Party. I want to get a couple of thoughts from you. Number one, what do you think it should be? And number two, how would you describe that vision or that story on the Republican side?
Okay, the story on the Republican side is a hijacked story of America. Okay, let's go back to Ronald Reagan. You know, Reagan has been running for president. You know, he ran for president, I think, first in 68, didn't go anywhere. Then in 76, almost got the nomination. Every time Reagan ran, he made it a point of speaking of a lost America. That's not the vision. We don't want to talk nostalgically of something that didn't exist. He actually ran in 1979-80 with a very familiar saying, I'm sure you know, make America great again. And by the way, for those people who are so fond of Trump, he's a plagiarist. He's a plagiarist of
the
guy.
That's the nicest thing you can say about the man, though, Harvey.
I'm setting myself up for this. Okay, so but that's just it. It's that, you know, make America great again kind of thing, which is to obscure the things you do not want to talk about as Republicans, like even if it was down south, it was segregation, the marginalization of women. I mean, we can go on and on and on.
Right.
What I want the Democrats to think about is talking about the kinds of struggles that went into making a freer, more equal, and more democratic America. You know, when FDR came to Wisconsin in 1935 and he spoke at Bay Beach Park.
And right here. Okay.
Right here. Yeah. It's a great speech, a really fine speech. I put it in my most recent book, FDR and Democracy. And he talked about how working people came to this country and had to struggle, not just to make a living, not just to establish a homestead and all that. They had to struggle against those who would deny them their rights. Now, what's interesting is he was saying that specifically about working people while 60 miles south in Kohler, the workers were on strike, and it was a deadly strike. Okay, but FDR was trying to give encouragement to those workers who were out on strike just 60 miles away. I want Democrats to start really encouraging, not just giving a nod, really encouraging the organizing at Amazon, the organizing at Starbucks, the effort to organize Delta Airlines. I mean, those are the kind of things I want to see Democrats turning out and supporting those initiatives. And then working people will start paying attention.
Harvey, on the national level, who do you think in the Democratic Party or even on the progressive side, is best to hold that mantle of FDR? Who do you think is most articulate and can relay that message?
Is that an innocent question, or do you know what my answer is?
No, it literally is an innocent question.
Because I should have had you say very clearly, I actually am an advisor to Marianne Williamson.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
She got some problems, man. Her staff's leaving all over the place.
That's not my side of the job.
Okay.
My side of the job is to work with her in terms of her launch, and all you got to do is have a look at her speech. And you will hear echoes of the kind of history that I'm talking about. Listen to her speech at the National Press Club that I worked with her on for a National Economic Bill of Rights, which was FDR's call of 1944. Now, do I think that Marianne Williamson is going to somehow overcome the obstacles set in place by the DNC? I can't possibly say that. But I can say that she is carrying a message with her which is the kind of message the Democrats should be embracing. And I can tell you, I'm very happy to be working with her. She is very keen on reviving the FDR spirit. And people had talked about Biden doing that when he first came in, and he hasn't, and which is a terrible disappointment.
Bidenomics, baby. Biden's got a series of successes, Harvey, bipartisan successes. I mean, I agree with you. The Democrats don't know how to deliver a narrative. But in terms of legislative victories, Biden has delivered some victories.
But that's not FDR, man. We're not talking there.
Yeah, look, FDR didn't have Joe Sinema.
This is great. We're going to start sounding we're going to start sounding like Crossfire on CNN several years ago. You want to talk about the fact we still don't have a minimum wage of $15? You want to talk about the fact that they, for 1.5 years or so, they perhaps lifted half of the kids who were living in poverty out of poverty, and where'd they all go? They fall back into poverty. Why didn't we bring 100% out of poverty? That's what I'm talking about. When's the last time you heard Democrats talking about Medicare for all? If you're going to be FDR style, you got to go with what Americans need. The majority of Americans on every one of the issues want progressive action. Not action to, you know, try to cover up the faults, not try to sort of bridge the little gaps. No, action that literally will mobilize them to believe that the Democratic Party means business or democracy.
Am as Bernie loving as the next guy. And there is so much about what Bernie Sanders campaigned on that I found appealing. And sometimes even some of the first things that I was dismissive of, some of these very progressive policies, like, you know, free college. I'm like, oh, free college. That's Bernie being a socialist. And then you do the math. You're like, well, that would be an investment in a whole generation of Americans, much like the GI Bill was post-World War II. You start doing the math on a lot of these propositions, they are make sense, and they are popular. And I'm not going to quibble with whether or not Marianne Williamson is the person that could carry those forth, because I get your point. Someone needs to carry the message forth, and it's not Joe Biden currently. It's not Joe Biden. But here in the state of Wisconsin, I think Tammy Baldwin has done a fine job of being a real progressive and caring about constituencies all around the state. And electorally, that's a winning formula. I think Tammy's going to run away with it. And I'm not being overly confident. I'm not running her campaign, Harvey. But she's going to whop whatever Republican runs against her.
I hope so. I mean, I'm not knocking Tammy Baldwin. We're talking about the Democratic Party. And the Democratic Party is not Tammy Baldwin right now. The Democratic Party is not a party that has called for an economic bill of rights. And in fact, the billionaires at the who are very much at the heart of the Democratic Party crushed Andy Levin in Michigan, Nina Turner in Ohio, when progressives were running. In Andy Levin's case, a great congressman from Michigan. They crushed him. I mean, the fact is that if the Democrats want to win, I vote Democratic when push comes to shove because there's nowhere else to go. But it is the case that the state of Wisconsin and the nation need progressive politics, a truly progressive politics. In fact, I'll go further. We need a social democratic politics.
We're a little short on time. Cornell West has announced a third-party candidacy, Green Party. I like Cornell West, but I don't want to see him peeling off Democratic base voters or those that are looking for a little more progressive alternative, because the flip side of that coin could be Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis.
And we will end this segment in agreement, happily. I fully agree with you. Absolutely agree with you. I could not imagine what kind of thinking would lead someone to run third party in the face of the possibilities in a November 2024 confrontation.
What if Trump does it, though?
What if he does it?
What if he abandons the Republican Party and runs third party? Is it okay then?
So who is he bringing from the Democratic Party as his running mate?
Oh, he's not bringing a Democrat along.
No, he'll bring Kerry Laker and Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Who's the guy that Perot rolled
no,
out
no.
of the debate?
If Trump breaks from the Republican Party, he's going to grab hold of a Democrat. We'll never know because he ain't going to do it.
Trump Cranston? No, Cranston. Admiral Cranston. He is Dr. Harvey K. We are in Green Bay. Come back. A happier, happy hour indeed.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.